USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. military is revealing video evidence to support the claim that Iran was behind the attack of two tankers in the Gulf of Oman. The military says the video shows an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from a Japanese-owned tanker. Retired Navy Admiral and NATO Supreme Allied Commander James Stridvitas tells Fox News what he sees confirms claim that make him very nervous about the growing tensions between the U.S. and Iran.
I've spent half my life in the Gulf of Oman and in and out of that Strait of Hormuz many, many times. This is a difficult, challenging set of circumstances. We are on a collision course. I'm worried.
Iran is denying any involvement in the attacks, and the Democratic National Committee is announcing the lineups for the first party-sanctioned presidential debate. A random drawing was held in New York to split the top 20 qualified candidates into two fields of 10. Those debates will take place later this month in Miami. This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signs a bill outlawing sanctuary cities in the state of Florida.
After just having one legislative session under our belt, we're delivering on the promises that we made to the people of Florida.
The bills passed Florida's House and Senate mainly along party lines. There's a new report out about the future of meat. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The global consulting firm A.T. Kearney is predicting that most meat products won't come from actual animals by the year 2040, that 60% of meat by then will be grown in vats or made from plant-based products. The report estimates more than a third of all meat will be cultured, and about 25% will be vegan replacements. It concludes that the global demand for meat products will prompt the transformation to a more sustainable system than the slaughtering of animals, and it notes the growing trend towards vegetarian and vegan lifestyles.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
This week on the campaign trail, former Vice President Joe Biden was in Iowa, and he raised a few folks' eyebrows when he said this.
If I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America is we're going to cure cancer.
Now, the comments sparked immediate reaction, including from Natalie Harp, who is battling stage 2 bone cancer for most of her life. She joins Fox and Friends and says that President Trump's Right to Try Act allowed her to make a comeback after a nurse's medical mistake in 2015 left her wheelchair bound and in excruciating pain.
As I like to say, I'm not dying from cancer anymore, thanks to President Trump. I'm living with cancer. And I failed 2 rounds of chemotherapy, and the doctor said, you know, you're just going to have to wait until the next ones come on the market, which would be over a year. They'd already given me my prognosis. And I was like, I don't want to wait. I was rejected from clinical trials because I am the youngest person in this rare bone cancer that I have. And so I didn't really have any other options. And President Trump signed Right to Try. And there's now also, so I started looking at different doctors that would treat me in that way, as well as FDA-approved drugs for a non-approved use. And now, I mean, I'm walking, I'm healthy, I'm living the quality of life that I always wanted to have that it took me 4 years to find because I wasn't offered it here. It took President Trump going to Washington to be able to get that for me.
Please remember, you can always find us on the iHeartRadio app by searching USA Radio News. And take us along wherever you go. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.